The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com. Keyword, dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you so much for joining me here on Sunday 95. I think we're going to have a great show today. It's going to be a nice day as well. We had some heavy rain yesterday, and everything's all nice and clean now. So what we're going to talk about today is toothaches. And some of you may have heard a little two-minute segment that I do during the Delilah show here on Sunday 95. It airs about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, where we talk about what do you do if you have a toothache and you can't find your dentist, you can't reach your dentist, you're out of town, whatever. For whatever reason, you can't get in to be seen. And today we'll be giving out hints, talking a little bit more about what do you do in those instances, as well as we're going to be hearing an interview that I did with a patient of mine who came to the office with a serious toothache. And not only will we be hearing that, but we also talk to him after his tooth extraction appointment. So in his case, his tooth needed to be removed. We couldn't save it. And after doing that, we were able to talk to him again. So we'll be listening to those both later in the show. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, according to the American Dental Association, among dentists who use sedation on their patients, what percent use it more than 50 times per month? Is it A, 36%? B, 6%, C, 20%, or D, 18%. The person who calls in with the correct guess will receive a seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon. Okay? Now, I also want to say that this contest is a Dr. Kvitko contest. It's not a Sunny 95 contest, so if you have any questions, any concerns about the contest, you need to direct them to my office. And that number is 262-9588. Now, not your guesses to my office, just concerns. If you want to win, you have to call the station now, between now and 7:30, with your guess. And the number is 459-9769, 459-WSNY. Okay? Now, I do want to also mention to folks that I'm really proud of the fact that we have a new Smile Makeover show that is now airing on Insight Cable. So if you're an Insight customer, 7:30 in the evening on Channel 7, you can watch it. It's every evening at 7:30. If you're a Time Warner customer, you go to Channel 496, choose Wellness, then click on Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and from there, you'll see it says Smile Makeover 2010, and I would invite you to watch it. You'll see three different makeovers that I did, and the results, and what it is we did them for different reasons. One was somebody who had a gap in their front teeth. One was a person who had a makeover done a year prior and didn't like it and asked me to redo it. And the other one was a girl, she's a model, who had teeth that were so crooked that she would not smile showing her teeth, and had been told by a fashion designer in New York that she'd never make it in the modeling business because her teeth were jacked. So three different makeovers for three different reasons, and I'd love it if you would tune in and watch it. Again, Insight Channel 7 at 7:30 every night, and on Channel 496, Time Warner customers, you choose Wellness as far as the category, and then choose Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and it'll come up. I did give out the phone number of 459-9769, 459-WSNY, and not only can you call in with your guesses to the answer to today's question, but also if you have any comments, any questions about dentistry in general, give us a call. The show is live. We're here in the studio and ready to take your questions and comments for that matter. So as I mentioned, today we're talking about toothaches. And what do you do for a toothache if you can't reach your dentist? I think what we're going to do is go to the interview that I did with my patient who has his serious toothache. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you more about what you can do if you couldn't reach your dentist. I'm here with Mark, and Mark's a patient of mine. He had listened to my radio show a little bit over the years, and I'm not sure why, but he had some things going on in his mouth, but he hadn't gone in anywhere to get it taken care of. And then finally one day had a toothache and made the call. So, Mark, tell me, why did you wait so long for one?
Being scared of the dentist, you know, like everybody says, you know, it's something you don't, I should give more time to, but I don't, and I didn't. I waited until I was in excruciating pain.
Okay, so for you it took a painful episode, and you're probably in your 40s, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did you have a bad experience as a child?
No, not really. Not really. There wasn't a lot of money around, but, you know, living at home, my dental needs were pretty much taken care of. It's just, I just didn't take care of it like I should have as an adult.
Okay. So then you had the big toothache, and...
Very big.
What?
It was a very big toothache.
We were talking a little bit off the air, and you were telling me about the pain of a toothache, and tell me what you said.
I just said it was excruciating. It was probably the worst pain I think I've ever experienced in my life. It was, tears were rolling down my cheeks. It was just, I didn't know what I was going to do. And my wife kept saying, call Dr. Kvitko, call Dr. Kvitko. And that's what I did.
So, tears dripping down the face of somebody in their mid-40s, that's, I mean, the picture that paints is serious. I mean, you're being a guy, of course, you've never been able to have a child, but I hear from women that dental pain is worse than childbirth.
Well, I've never had a child, but that pain, it was just excruciating. I mean, it was unbearable. I mean, I would just be sitting at home in agony. I was in agony, total agony.
Yeah. And you've heard me over the years talk on the show about dental pain and don't wait and all of this, and for some reason none of that stuck. So what do you think I should be saying? What can I do for the people out there listening that have avoided going to the dentist for whatever reason and are waiting for their toothache or feeling like they're not going to go until they get a toothache? What advice would you have?
You know, I've heard you talk for a long time about people needing to go more often, and people that haven't gone for years need to come in. And I think what you're doing is good. I just think you need to keep the message out there that, you know, you need to, you know, if you haven't gone to a dentist in a long time or you are having pain, that you need to, you know, address the issue and just not ignore it. I mean, it's because it's the easiest thing to do is ignore it. And especially if you're not in pain. You know, if you know something's wrong or you haven't been to the dentist in years, you know, you're not hurting or anything, it's the easiest thing to put on the back burner. And then, you know, that day will come, I guarantee it, where, you know, you're going to be in pain and you're going to wish you had addressed that issue a lot sooner.
Okay. Okay. And so when we were listening over the years, you just didn't think I was talking to you?
Actually, the opposite. I did think you were talking to me, but like I said, you know, it was just like, you know, if I wasn't, you know, there were so many, especially in these days, you know, you're expected to work, you know, a 12-hour day, and then you've got to go home and you do your family life, and it's just like, you know, it was so easy to make excuses, you know, well, I'll call Dr. Kvitko next week, and then, you know, it's 6 months later, you know, and before you know it, it's, you know. But actually, when I did hear you saying these things, I was thinking that you were talking directly to me, actually.
Okay. So if you're out there and you've been listening for a year and 11 months, you have 1 month left before it's your turn to come in or pick up the phone and call and get things checked out before you have that. What kind of toothache was it? What kind of pain was it?
Excruciating.
Yeah, excruciating toothache. All right. Well, thanks, Mark, for talking with us. We really appreciate it. Hopefully some of the other folks out there that are listening will benefit from your comments.
Yeah, you know, I really hope that someone does who is listening, who needs to, you know, go to the dentist, hears my story and acts on it, because you're going to have to sooner or later. You know, even if one person benefits from hearing this, it'd be all worth it.
Cool. Thanks very much. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to find out how Mark did with his extraction. We did have a guest for our question of the day. Jennifer from Dublin called in and guessed A, 36%. That is not correct, so that leaves B, 6%, C, 20%, and D, 18%. So there's three more choices there. Feel free to give us a call with your guess to today's question of the day, which is, among dentists who use sedation on their patients, what percent use it more than 50 times per month? You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Hey, thanks for joining me today. And we have a caller on the phone with a guest for our question of the day, and I guess it's Donna. Donna from Columbus. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. What's your guess?
18%.
18%? You know, that's not the correct answer for the question, but I'll tell you what, that's the right answer for dentists who do sedation once or less per month. So about 18% of dentists who do sedation on their patients will do it once or less per month.
Oh.
And by the way, earlier, I don't know if Jennifer's still listening, but Jennifer guessed 36%, and that's the answer for dentists who do it 2 to 5 times per month. So you guys are zeroing in on the answer. It's no longer A, it's not D, it has to be B or C, so anybody who's awake and listening can win flowers from Weisdember Florist. Donna, thanks for getting up and listening and for calling in. I do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the question is, among dentists who use sedation on their patients, what percent used it more than 50 times per month? That would be a dentist who does it an awful lot. Okay. Now, we said before the break, and we're talking about toothaches, and Mark mentioned just how excruciating his toothache was. And by the way, Mark told me he's listened to my show for over 2 years now, and it still didn't sink in, and as you could tell, he's trying to help others by telling you don't wait like he did. It's kind of like a parent saying, do as I do, not do as I say, not as I do. I realize that, but, you know, Mark has seen the light and wants the rest of you to not wait. Now, what we're going to do now is, and by the way, our phone number for the guesses is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So now what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the interview I did with Mark after we did his tooth extraction. Because let's face it, why do people stay away? Because they're afraid it's going to hurt. And so let's see how that went. I'm speaking with Mark, and some of you may have listened earlier where we were, or maybe the other day when we were interviewing Mark about how he waited almost 2 years to come to us, to come to Dr. Kvitko & Associates, when he got a terrible, or he called it excruciating toothache. And so I wanted to talk to Mark a little more about what his experience was like. So he put it off, because he was afraid. So I'm going to ask Mark, what was it like, and was it worth putting it off? So first of all, Mark, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
And you did come in. We did get you numb. We did take your tooth out. Tell me about the experience.
It was good. It was very good. No pain. That was the biggest thing. There was no pain. It was just sitting in the chair, you know, and having you hovering over me for a little while. You know, I mean, I didn't feel you take it out. It was pretty painless. I don't know why I waited so long.
So and one of the things I like as a dentist is somebody sits in the chair and they're basically holding their face in their hand because they're in such pain, and then I numb them and the whole body relaxes. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing, actually. It was very amazing that you could take care of it, and it was so easy to do. It was, in a matter of minutes, even after, you numbed me up, but, you know, once the tooth was out, there was no more pain, no more excruciating pain, and I shouldn't have waited as long as I did.
Now, did you expect there to be pain afterwards?
I really didn't know what to expect, because you hear from so many other people, which you really shouldn't listen to other people because everybody's different. But, you know, I heard it's going to be painful, the doctor's going to stick a big needle in your mouth, et cetera, et cetera. And it was just, you know, as strange as this may sound, it was enjoyable. I mean, it wasn't painful at all. It was good. It was very good.
That's really neat to hear. And we didn't even use nitrous, so the enjoyable part was for real, not the drugs talking.
Yeah, exactly, because I did not get any nitrous at all. I wasn't giggly or anything like that, but it was very good. I'm so glad I did it.
And by the way, you mentioned your people were you're going to stick a big needle in them, and I don't know if you noticed, but I use these real small needles, the kind that are pretty much reserved for children, and I always start with an adult using the child's needle because it is kinder and gentler. And then after they're a little bit numb, after you were a little bit numb, then I went in with the adult-sized needle. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, but you had numbed me up before you even started that. So, I mean, by the time you did have the needle, there was no feeling whatsoever. I didn't feel anything. It was great.
Good. And just some sounds. There's a little bit of sound when the tooth lets free, right?
Right. You are in my mouth and you're moving around and stuff, but other than that, it was an enjoyable experience. I'm so glad I did it.
Cool. So, okay. So, and I hopefully, and then how about, let's see, afterwards, did you need many of the pain pills that we prescribed?
I took them for a day, and that was it.
One day. And I think there was about a 4 or 5 day supply, right?
Absolutely.
So I always try to make sure people are covered with pain medication because they're all nervous about it. But the reality is people don't really need pain pills for very long after a procedure like yours, after an extraction.
Yeah, I took them for a day, and I actually could have probably even not done that one day. But, I mean, there was just a little minor, very, very minor, and I think it was just because, the nerve endings were probably a little raw. So I took one pain medication later that day after the numbing effect wore off. But the very next day, there was nothing, no pain whatsoever. You know, I didn't need that much pain medicine.
Sounds good. The only thing is are you thinking now that maybe rather than waiting till your tooth hurt and you had it extracted, it might have been nice to come a little sooner and maybe save it?
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah. So, and you only get one chance, really, if you wait till it's... And yours was too far gone. I always try to save teeth, but yours was just too far gone. We didn't have a choice. So now we'll have to figure out a way to fill in that hole in your head, huh?
That's right. Well, my uncle always said, be good to your teeth and they'll never be false to you.
Okay. That sounds like a perfect spot to end the interview. That was great. Good joke there. All right. Well, thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think he had a lot of insight. And of course, he's speaking from the first person. And I hope that you don't wait until you get into his position where it's such excruciating pain that you just don't know what to do and tears are dripping down your face. But the good news is if you listen to Mark, it's not going to be that awful when you come to the office. So we'd like you to come before you have such a toothache, and then maybe we can even save your tooth. Okay, we had another guest to our question of the day. The question is, according to the American Dental Association, among the dentists who use sedation on their patients, what percent use it more than 50 times per month? And over during that interview, Jill called in from Columbus, and she guessed 20%. She guessed C. Now, you may remember that the choices are A, 36%, B, 6%, C, 20%, and D, 18%. And there's only one that hasn't been selected. A, D, and C are wrong. So if somebody's listening and you want to win flowers by Vistember and get them at your place of work Tuesday afternoon, call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. We do have to take a break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have a winner. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have a winner on the phone with us, and her name is Lisa. Lisa, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Thanks for calling. What was your guess?
My guess was 6%.
Good deal, good deal. And by the way, that is of dentists that use sedation on patients more than 50 times per month, which I think I'm one of them. And then the other answer, let's see, somebody answered 20%. I don't think we gave out. That's for dentists that do it 6 to 10 times per month. So, Lisa, have you ever had sedation?
I have not.
Okay, so you're not really that nervous about dental care.
Nope.
That's really good to hear. But for those that really are nervous, it's good that it's available. So thanks again for listening. Your flowers from Vistember, it's a seasonal mixed bouquet, or a floral arrangement, I mean, that will come to the address you just gave us off the air Tuesday afternoon.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was nice of Lisa and Jennifer and Donna and Jill to call in. And Lisa is the winner of the flowers. We'll get that information over to Vistember so that they can make sure the flowers arrive on time. Okay, so before I forget, and we are getting a little bit late in the show, there's still plenty of time. Don't turn off yet, but I want to let everyone know that next week I'm going to be joined on the show by author Charlene Wexler. She wrote a book, a whodunit book, with a dentist as the main character, and so I think that'll be interesting. The book is called Murder on Skid Row. And if you go to dentallyspeaking.com, probably by Monday or so, maybe Tuesday at the latest, you'll see a little information about her. And that reminds me, just want people to know that you can go to dentallyspeaking.com, and that's how you can access podcasts of all of our shows. We've been doing the show for over 2 years now, and there are lots of good topics there, lots of shows. You can also follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Now, I've typed it in all caps. I don't know if that needs to be all caps, but you might want to use caps just to be safe. Also, you can find podcasts on iTunes. You can download the podcasts and listen to them on your iPod. And when you, what you do is you search under health, and then Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking would be your search words. Okay. Now, I said that I was going to talk about what do you do if you can't reach your dentist. I mean, we just heard Mark talk about his experience with one extraction. And by the way, since we did that interview, we did another extraction on Mark. And I didn't think to interview him about the second one. But interestingly enough, since today's question of the day was about sedation, he came in with another toothache. And in this instance, I was having a little trouble getting it completely numb. His lip was numb, his tongue was numb, his face felt like it was, you know, huge. But yet, when I would just go to kind of inspect or test a little bit to see if he was numb enough, he wasn't. And so even after giving him extra anesthetic about two or three more times, it still wasn't enough. So what I did for him was we did a bolus of IV Valium. And we had to make arrangements to get him home. His wife was home waiting for him, and we actually got him home. But the point is we were able to handle it. He didn't have an unpleasant experience because we were able to use our IV sedation to get him through it. And he did great. He came back, I think, about a week or so later, and he was here. I think he just came into the office to pay on his bill, and he said, it was great. I didn't feel a thing. I don't remember a thing. Thank you so much. And that's what we want to hear. You know, those are the kind of stories we want people to tell, not the stories that where something bad happened. Why is it that when somebody's about to have their wisdom teeth out, for example, all of their, quote, friends in the room will tell them their horror stories? Seems to me if they were really their friend, they'd keep their mouth shut if they had a bad experience, and only the people who had good experiences would speak up. But for whatever reason, we like telling, I don't know, these war stories. Now, okay, what do you do if you can't reach a dentist or you don't have one? A couple things. You should take an analgesic, aspirin, ibuprofen, Tylenol, or which is acetaminophen. Now, your choice ought to be probably Advil or ibuprofen, because aspirin will, quote, thin your blood, and if you're going to have an extraction, you don't want any excess bleeding or increased clotting time. So take that. By the way, 200 milligrams is what the over-the-counter pill is, and you can take up to 4 every 6 hours and still be in a safe realm. Okay, don't take more than that, then it's unsafe. The maximum dose in a 24-hour period is 3,200 milligrams, and if you take 800 every 6 hours, that is 3,200 milligrams. The other thing is, keep your head elevated, okay? If you lay down at night, that's when it starts to hurt. That's when the blood rushes to your head and you feel this pounding toothache. If you're up and about, walking around, standing upright, you can be distracted, plus the blood isn't all rushing to your head. Something else that's kind of interesting, if you hold ice, you can put ice on the side of the face where the toothache is, and if that makes it worse, try moist heat. You don't really know which is going to work until you try. Sorry about that, I can't really be any clearer than that. But there's also an interesting thing that if you hold an ice cube in the hand on the side where you have the pain, sometimes that'll make the pain go away. That's really interesting. We don't understand it, it won't make it stay away, but it'll help it go away for a short period. So those are just a few little tips that I can give you. Remember to tune in next week when Charlene Wexner, who wrote the book Murder on Skid Row, will be my guest, a book about a dentist, and I think it's a neat book. I've read it. It's a fun book. And otherwise, go out and have a great week, and tune in next Sunday morning at 7. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. See you next week.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.